We are on the brink of a mental health crisis, and this is why I am so appreciative of the folks over at BetterHelp. They provide the largest online counseling platform worldwide. They change the way people get help with facing life's challenges by providing convenient, discreet, and affordable access to licensed therapists. BetterHelp makes professional counseling available anytime, anywhere, through a computer, tablet, or smartphone. Sign up today, go to betterhelp.com and use the promo code SOLVINGHEALTHCARE and get 10% off sign up fees.
COVID has affected us all, and with all the negativity surrounding it, it's often hard to find the positive. One of the blessings it has given us is the opportunity to build an avenue for creating change, starting right here in our community. Discussing topics that affect us most, such as racism in healthcare, maintaining a positive mindset, creating change, the importance of advocacy, and the many lessons we have all learned from COVID. If you or your organization are interested in speaking engagements, send a message to Quadcast99@gmail.com, reach out on Facebook at Quadcast, or online at drquadjo.ca.
Welcome to Solving Healthcare. I'm Quadjo Caramante. I'm an ICU and palliative care physician here in Ottawa and the founder of Resource Optimization Network. We are on a mission to transform healthcare in Canada. I'm going to talk with physicians, nurses, administrators, patients and their families because inefficiencies, overwork, and overcrowding affects us all. I believe it's time for a better healthcare system that's more cost-effective, dignified, and just for everyone involved. Organization, welcome back. We have Jeanette Yee in the mix, perinatal therapist, athletic therapist du jour. And she is a bundle of awesomeness. You guys are really going to enjoy this episode. Really, her area of emphasis is helping moms rehabilitate post-deliveries, specifically C-sections. And you're going to love her energy. You're going to love her principles. We'll have links to her program in the show notes. But yeah, this is an amazing episode, especially if you're a first-time mom. For those that are new to the show, you need to check out our new Substack. Quadcast.substack.com has all our information on our show, our previous episodes, early releases, video content, vlogs. Y'all are going to love it. So go to quadcast.substack.com and watch us just change that boogie. All right. Without further ado, Jeanette Yee. Wildcast Nation, after many a technical difficulties, I am so happy to bring Jeanette Yee to the podcast. We met, where do we meet? We met at Impact Live. I loved her energy. She came to me right away talking about all the magical things she's doing. So we wanted to give her the platform to be able to talk about how she's changing the boogie. And she's changing the boogie at scale, folks. So welcome to the podcast.
Quadra, thanks so much for having me. You know, when I met you, your energy, I was like, this guy, when he says, let's dance, I was like, this is my people.
Absolutely. And I think if there's going to be one guest that could match my energy or exceed it, it is Janet. So, you know, in the intro, we gave a little bit of an intro bio about your background and so on. But maybe let's hear from you, like you getting into this area of helping so many moms. Like, what was your journey to get here?
So as an athletic therapist of 20 years, I come from two sides of the experience, right? So I'm helping pregnant athletes, pregnant active people stay active when they're pregnant, but also rehabilitating after childbirth, right? So how did I get here? Well, as an athletic therapist, the first thing I did was work with athletes, and my focus sport was competitive and elite rugby players, female rugby players. And I also played rugby myself. And then fast forward a little bit later, when these athletes retired from the sport and got pregnant, you know, starting families, and they'd be like, hey, Jeanette, so can I still deadlift 300 pounds? Because is that safe? And this was like what, the early 2000s, right? So like, I don't know. Let me check the research. Yeah, no research. Mm. How strange. Okay, well, there's some guidelines here. It says that your heart rate can't exceed 130 beats per minute. 140, I'm sorry. I was like, damn, my heart rate's getting 140 beats per minute walking around with a fetus in my body. So I was like, I don't know, man. I guess my best guess is as good as yours because no one else seems to know out here. And then fast forward to when my athletes were, you know, after they give birth, they're like, Jeanette, you know, when I bust my ACL during rugby? And I was like, yeah. They're like, that was nothing. My vagina is ruined. Or like, you know, my abdominals. Oh my God. Like, how do I rehab from this? And I go, I don't know. Let me check the research. You know, get on the Google. I was like, oh my God. Like, there's not only nothing out there, there's like no guidelines from like a medical association on like any, like from any world, any country in this world. Mm. So I was like, oh, this is like a massive gap in healthcare. And then that was driven home when I got pregnant. So as a rugby player, like as a competitive runner, so read between the lines, right? Quaddle, type AAA to the max. So I'm like, I can do this. Yeah, I don't need a rest. I don't have time for rest. I don't have time for this. I'm going to deal with this fetus when it becomes a baby, when it's outside my body. Don't even worry about like complete ignorance about the whole thing because I was scared, right? I was like, if the research isn't there and I'm helping women, they seem to get better. God, I hope my best guess for my own body is okay. And this was me as a perinatal therapist, as someone who can navigate Canadian healthcare, as someone who is connected with the best therapists in Toronto, as someone who speaks perfect English, I could not access the healthcare I felt I needed. Mm. And then that was like, okay, you know what? No. I got to commit my journey, my life journey to making a change in this gap in women's healthcare. I got to commit.
This, do y'all feel that energy, folks? Yes, that triple A, you know, type personality type, but that energy saying, you know, seeing where there's a gap, as you're going to hear with Jeanette throw down, but also addressing the needs of so many women in terms of like, how do we navigate through rehabilitation or just in general, staying strong? So maybe walk me through like the next steps that you, through your journey. Like, I mean, like, was most of this pre having babies or was it as you were having babies?
Well, definitely after I was having babies. Because, you know, all jokes aside, you know, we can have standards and guidelines. And like, quite frankly, I did, my moms that worked with me prior to me being pregnant had really great results in recovery. I mean, at the end of the day, recovering from an injury, any injury, including childbirth, isn't, it's not complicated. And I'm using air quotes. Y'all can't see me, but I'm using air quotes. What I mean by that is the body, in spite of us, the body heals. Mm. That's what it's designed to do. However, we cannot discount the daily experience of this very unique sports injury of childbirth because you're rehabilitating under extreme sleep deprivation. Mm. Like, we're talking Navy SEALs action here, folks. Like, if you had never had a kid that's waking up every 3 hours, and that's just a gift, 3 hours. No baby sleeps for three hours.
I'll take 3 hours.
Yeah, I'll take 3 hours too, you know. and then on top of that, you're 24/7 care of another human being. Keep this alive. Good luck. No instruction manual. Like, I have instruction manuals for my kids, like Lego figurines, and I have problems with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now to keep a human being alive. But anyway, in spite of our, you know, whatever, not, you know, mediocre attempts, we heal very well, you know, in relation to what we feel or think we need. And our babies, they do really well in spite of us, you know, no instruction manual needed. Right. So because my experience was such that I was like, so both times I had postpartum depression. The second time my son, he's my second born, he was born with club foot. And anybody listening, if you're not familiar with what that is, that's a physical malformation of the feet. So they're born kind of turned in like a club shape. So that requires physical rehabilitation from like 8 weeks old all the way to 2 years. So that was like a daily thing, right? So it's a big emotional load, right? That's the one thing that my personal experience really drove home to really augment my craft as a perinatal therapist. And you're like, yo, you really cannot ignore the importance of what's between your ears as that impacts what happens to the rest of your body.
Wow. Wow. And so maybe, I mean, when you put it in perspective, it is really crazy. Like, yes, the body heals. Yes, our kids do well. But when you put it into context of, as you said, like being almost Navy SEAL, like you're sleep deprived, you're often having mental health concerns because of all the factors above. You might be taking care of another child on top of that. Mm. And then your personal circumstance, you're also having a kid that you've had to make sure gets rehabilitation. I'm sorry you had to experience that. So give us a sense of like what you do for your clients. Like what is like a typical scenario in terms of your role as a therapist there?
So my role initially was a therapist, kind of like one-on-one care kind of deal, right? In person, 20 years of clinical practice. That's what you do, right? But what I made different was I brought the care to the mother. So I believe big time in, well, how healthcare used to be. You go to see your patient. You don't say, hey, sick patient, come and see me because it's convenient for me, right? So I went back old school times, old school ways, right? I deliver care to the client in home, which of course kind of caps you at how many people you can help. So after, you know, a year or two of doing that. So after I left my, you know, downtown clinical job, I did one-on-one care in home and I was like wildly happy. Like this is just, it was awesome. But then it was like you ever drive around? I know you're in Ottawa, but like Toronto traffic sucks.
Absolutely sucks. I don't understand why people live there in general. No offense, Toronto folks, because I know your listeners, but damn it. I would do anything not to go through your city. Sorry, I had to throw that down.
So like we have like the dubious honor being like the third worst traffic in the universe, I think. Like
universe,
behind LA,
you hear that?
And like
universe. That's you guys.
Like spaceships included. So like home care, I was like, okay, so like I can see like five people max over a 12-hour period because traffic's so awful in Toronto. And then I don't see my own kids. And I have this thing called a husband who might like want to see me and maybe even talk to me and stuff. So I was like, okay, this is not real. It's not good. Mm. So then now what I do is I deliver care online. COVID really, the silver lining of the pandemic was it really fast forwarded the customer or like the patient's acceptance of virtual healthcare. Truly, like patients now go like, oh, I got to see Dr. K. Cool. Like, I'm just going to book an online, like click, here we go. And right.
Yep.
Quadra just flexed for me, everyone.
Yeah, I do that intermittently throughout interviews. If you're ever curious, just start flexing just to show people what time it is. That's all. I'm just making up stuff as I go. I've never flexed on the show. I've never flexed. Maybe twice. Right now, I'm flexing my abdominals because of all that cesarean talk, by the way, as well. My pelvic muscles.
We're going to talk with emojis when you just flex.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that. So yeah, online healthcare is the way to go. And then it went from like one-on-one online healthcare to now programs. So programs for postpartum recovery. And then, like you said, specifically for cesarean birth recovery. Now, I am not a cesarean birth mom myself. Mm. I am a vaginal birth mom, but I'm focusing on cesarean birth care, not because I think vaginal birth moms have it easy. Like, let's just be real. Like I did not, it's not a walk in the park. Let's just call it that recovery. But cesarean birth moms, that's a major abdominal surgery.
Mm.
And many moms themselves don't, understand, or they were not told, or it's not just something in their heads that it's something that requires intentional rehabilitation. So my focus programs online are cesarean birth recovery programs. They're like either do-it-yourself programs. So there's like a, you know, after you get like knee surgery, you have like an entire program to follow. So that's exactly what happens on in these programs, and videos to follow to describe what that program entails.
Yeah, and this is great because I could speak on a personal level. All my three gents were born through C-section, and I think the first, especially first with Teddy, it was a bit of a shock for both of us in terms of the rehab, right? Like when you think about it, you're cutting through all your abdominal muscles, right? And think about what you need to do on a day-to-day basis. You engage your abdomen. You should be engaging your abdomen anyway, on a regular basis. And so, yeah, that rehab was real, especially for an active mom. And so, Jeanette, I'm curious to hear some of the principles or some of the concepts that you utilize in that program to get so many women better.
So the biggest thing is cesarean rehab is quite straightforward. Like, so I mean, let's even go a step backward. I teach principles, not so much like here's exactly what to do. You know, like you shared with me, your wife is an active woman. So, you know, women come to me with already a base of knowledge of their bodies, right? If I say to someone, hey, listen, I need you to, what's your goal sport? And then they'll be like, oh, I want to go back to running. Instead of saying, hey, what do you hope to get out of postpartum recovery? It's kind of like, well, I want my abs to look better and I don't like the scar. Like, can we do something about that? So that's cool. Except when we, you know, we talk about principles, it's like, I want to get back to running. Then we work backwards. So in the program, the first thing I talk about that, okay, you know how when, okay, you know, when you, you know, tell me a time when you really had a, you know, big sports injury. Oh, I, you know, I broke my leg, whatever. I sprained my ankle, I had a stress fracture, I had a meniscal tear. I go, okay, you know how long it took for that? You know how you had to follow a rehab program? You know how you were really frustrated and you tried to run anyway, even when your physio said, don't do that. And you ran and you were like, shit, you know, that really sucked. And it put you back a couple of weeks. You know how, you know, that Achilles thing, it was supposed to take 3 months, but now it took you a year. Take the wisdom from that and apply it to your cesarean recovery. I guarantee you, you will want to. I guarantee you, you will do it in spite of me saying maybe not. And I guarantee you, you will have setbacks. But when we work together, you will only, trajectory is only forwards. So the principle is, it's not complicated because these people, women already understand the concept of like, you know, you're hurt. You come with a sports injury. You have a history of that. You know how to work with that. So that's one. Right? The understanding of there's a program, you got to follow it. And so therefore it's not that complicated. Okay. Number two is that it's easier to do it not alone. I think moms know in general that, you know, when they're feeling supported, when they're in a community, you know, whether you're part of a Facebook community for, I don't know, buy and sell kids clothes, for God's sake, when you're in a community, it's like, it's helpful. You're like, right, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can be as resourceful as you want to be, but if you've never bought and sold kids clothes before, yeah, go join that Facebook group, please. Let's just make it easy. You know what I'm saying? So same thing. It's like, well, if I'm not quite sure, if I join Jeanette's program, there's all these cesarean birth moms here already. I can ask other moms who had one, you know, 3 months ahead of me, 6 months ahead of me. I can maybe even just watch and see, oh, hey, I'm in a lot of pain right now, but I see the possibilities. And that community is a huge part of recovery, right? Just being there. So that's second, right? Having an actual program to follow and then having a community and then actually having support. So the third part is support. So live support, whether it's from me, you know, in a group sort of setting or, you know, a virtual call, for example, right? Because let's face it, you know, everyone had the same injury, but everyone's experience is different. So,
I really like these principles. So one, I don't know if I said this before, but I should reinforce, like, it's great that you are doing something that could be scaled, right? Like as we kind of talked about at Impact, it's one thing to be teaching people one-on-one and all these things, but when you could hit a wider audience, especially when the demand is high, props to you. Second, community is, I mean, I don't want to, this is your gig, but like community to me is almost everything, right? Like I just think about those mommy groups when, you know, we had our first kid and you talk about the struggles that you had with the breastfeeding and the diaper rashes and everyone's in there that's saying, oh, you know, it's okay. And then you have that mom that's had their second or third kid telling you like, oh, this is what to expect. You could feel the tension just kind of like lower and everyone just becomes a little bit more relaxed and they see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then third, the live support, like having somebody to lean on that is that has that level of expertise to make sure that you're going on the right path. Absolutely. Whether that is, I'm curious, is it mostly like you could see each other one-on-one or sometimes is it text message? Like how do you throw down the live support?
So they can book a one-on-one virtual call. So it's like this on the Zoom, but it's on, you know, a secure medical platform. But I also have group sessions, which are held on Zoom every week. Oh, so, nice. And moms can show up live, on screen, off screen, muted, not muted, you know, nursing, babies, no babies. You've seen it all. And it's awesome, right? Because when, you know, I remember this one time I had a mom come on, brand new first baby. She's like, oh, and she's asking this question. And then another mom, she was blanked out and muted. Then she comes on video and then unmutes herself. She got five kids and they're all like, in the background. And like, but she's got all organized. They're screaming because in the background playing a game, she's nursing the baby. The baby's calm. We got another, like a toddler, and the toddler's just holding the bottle or like, well, I don't know. Like everyone's, it's like an organized chaos. And when I saw that, I think all of us just kind of like stopped and went like, oh shit. Like this is happening. Like this is, it's cool. Like she's got five and it's cool. And she was just so calm. And like, she was helping the other mom with her concern and how her experience was. I mean, my stress levels went down, even though I saw five kids.
Yeah. That's birth control for me, man. Anyways, I'm just being honest with you. Like, luckily things are fixed everywhere. Double knotted, triple knotted. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is, we can't deal with another caravan tank. not to put you on the spot, maybe this is too much, but like, I want to walk through like an example of like what a program would look like. I'm a first time mom. I had that C-section. I am an active runner. I do triathletes. That sounds dirty. I apologize. I do triathlons recreationally.
I'm not laughing.
I am. That was ridiculous. I do triathletes. Oh my God. So, I come to you.
I just flex for Quadro.
Oh, I love you. Okay, so.
God. You were telling me how you were a triathlete.
Yeah, first time mom. And I had my C-section, and I come to you looking for guidance, and I want to get on that path to recovery. What are some of the, help me through that. What can I expect?
First of all, it's like wherever you are, I'll tell you, it's a perfect place to start. Dear AAA triathlete, just like Jeanette E, right? You wish you heard about this before you even got pregnant, but now you're all like, damn it, it's too late. This now thing. So the first thing you do is acknowledge where you are, because you're starting at the perfect time. Okay. That's part one. That's like part, not even one. That's just how we do things. And then number one is the first thing we start in the program is we talk about the most important muscle.
Your noggin.
In rehabilitation. Your thoughts, your mindset, your brain, like that, dictates everything. Let's just face it. And you're a physician, you know this. A textbook vaginal birth recovery is very different than a textbook cesarean birth recovery. You're at least 6 weeks behind the vaginal birth mom. If all things are textbook and just like boring, no complications, right? And the other thing that's unique to cesarean birth care is the experience. So you shared with us that, yeah, all three of your kids were born by cesarean, but the first one was completely unexpected. Well, let's just talk about that for a second. If I'm like, go and like, you know, massage your scar, do these exercises. What if you can't even bring yourself to touch your scar because you're like, I never wanted this. I'm a failure. My mom said, I should have this when I was pregnant because then it wouldn't have happened to you, honey, but you brought
a lot of shame around this. I mean, first time moms, like, I got to say, the shaming culture is out of control.
And whether it's like shame externally or shame from within that you never even knew you could talk to yourself like that. You know what I'm saying? I should have tried harder. I shouldn't have let that induction happen. You know, if only I like whatever, took the whatever class ahead of time. This wouldn't have, you know, so the first entire, so it's a 4-module program. The first module talks about entirely of what I call the psychology of healing. You got to be in that mindset to be like, let's acknowledge that birth experience. Let's acknowledge how you currently feel about that birth experience. And let's not make any of that wrong. Let's see it for what it is. And let's bring it that one step further. And we start with, so one, can I give an example of a psychology exercise I give? So, and this one, oh my God. So like the first, I sometimes I can't even explain it without crying. So I'm going to, it's an emotional one. It's a simple one, but it's an emotional one. So when the cesarean birth mom understands that, you know, you gotta make peace with yourself about your birth experience. And by the way, folks, if you are experiencing any kind of mood that is hampering your daily ability to function, folks, I want you to go see your physician. I'm not a psychologist, right? And if you are having thoughts of suicide or self-harm or harm of others, you got to go call that suicide help hotline. Okay. We don't go through Jeanette's program. So all that aside, we still need to talk about the psychology of healing. So One of the exercises I give to the mom, especially if she's like, you know, I don't want this to happen to me, this cesarean birth. I go, hold your baby. Okay. Look at your baby and tell your baby how they were born. That's it. Tell them out loud. And that suggestion alone, I can't tell you how many moms their eyes well up because they get it right away. They know what I'm getting at. And they know right away because they feel shame or anger or guilt or any of those things towards their experience. And they know they're never going to open their mouths to the innocent baby and say, you know what? Mommy fucked up. You never say that. You'd be like, you would automatically reframe the entire experience and tell it a different way, which is celebrate. At the end of the day, you celebrate. You have this baby in your arms.
It's a miracle.
It's a goddamn miracle. You know more of how much of a miracle than I do. Like, there's a lot of things.
Oh, you know what? We all know it. Like, just look into the eyes of your child. And just even, I don't care how old they are today. Just look at your 22-year-old, your 4-year-old, your 1-year-old. Look at their eyes and tell me this isn't a miracle. You produce that thing and look at them. You're seeing them grow into being some that special human being. Like, hey, I always got a soft spot for this stuff. Cause I don't know. I look at my boys every day and I just like, wow, look what we produced. Look at these beautiful beasts. Anyway, sort of digress there, but it is a miracle.
Not at all. And this is the beauty of it. I mean, like that one exercise, Guanjo, I saw you kind of going through it in your own mind, and that evoked an emotion. That evoked
100%.
100%.
And that's what change is. So when imagine you were your wife, and imagine I had said to her, why don't you try this? And your firstborn was only a week old. Imagine she tried it. Imagine how that could have changed her heart and her soul and her approach and how she felt about herself. Forget about how she felt about the baby or the birth. Just that you are an empowered, strong woman. And nothing about that has changed just because you had a cesarean birth. That's what that exercise boils down to. It's like, see yourself for who you are, which is a strong woman.
I love it. I love it. Empowering mommies, y'all. That's what we got to do. That is powerful.
That's step one of my program. Step two, three, four. That's the easy stuff. That's just the rehab. Here's your program. Do it. I'll check up on you. Right? Like, seriously, physical rehab. Like I said, the human body is designed to heal. My job as the athletic therapist, man, it's, you know, I get to watch you do the hard work, really. Like, it's your body doing it. I'm just here to kind of give you a bit of guidance. Here are the exercises. Here's the video. You watch it. You do it. You want some more education, information. That's cool, because we have a lot of modules about, let's say, what compression garment should I get? You know, what are the pros and cons of an abdominal wrap versus a compression garment? What about wound care? How do I prevent that infection? You know, steps one, two, three, four. So stuff like that. That's something you can Google, for goodness sakes. But the experience of going through it guided in an empowered state, where I hold that space for you as an empowered, strong woman. When I pick you up on those days when you're like, you know, today it sucked, you know, like I haven't slept for a whole week, / we're going through that 4-month sleep regression, / my twins, they're like, you know, this, that, and your thing. And now my, you know, everyone's sick at home. And then I go, and you know what? You went for your first walk outside by yourself. You know how long you've been asking to do that for? And you're like, I don't have time, space, or the body has not been able to do that. You know, so it's about that. I'm just helping you see what your body is already capable of doing. So that's the program.
But I mean, let's get real. The ability to motivate like this, like, I think that's maybe your superpower. Now that, as we're talking, like, obviously that energy we've mentioned, but just that superpower, like, I want, just talking to you right now, I was gonna go and just start doing some burpees. Like, I'm feeling the need to just start doing, like, moving. I'm like, you know, Jeanette's just pushing the agenda about, you know, what I'm capable of doing. I'm going to lift up a car here soon or some shit. But, like, regardless, it's a great way of framing it, that why people engage you is that ability to, you know, adjust that mindset and empower mommies and help them realize that you are special, you are great, no matter what stage you're in, and guide them through their journey. And I am curious. So I know you're saying, like, the program's easy, like the physical stuff, but I am curious to hear about some of the on the physical side. Like, is there stuff like that is a bit unique, for example, to people that have had C-sections?
Yes. You know what's unique?
What's that?
That there's a program at all. let's be real. So I can't tell, if I had a dollar for every time a woman said to me, no one ever told me I needed to rehab, I'd be a bazillionaire. Is that even a number? Like we, and this is no shade against physicians. This is no shade against, like, any.
We need shade. Honestly, not to digress too much, we need shade. There's enough docs out there that are too stubborn in their thinking, not open to new concepts and new phenomenon. And I'm just personally just a little bit sick of it. The fact that we're just so bullheaded, so narrow-minded at times. And yes, there's a lot of docs that are open-minded and doing all these things and all this stuff. But I'm just saying,
this is a knock on us, and I think it's well deserved. So sorry, the platform is now yours.
Roger, you put me at the next like Canadian Medical Association, whatever big meeting. You put me on that stage, I will go to town. You just get me that. You put on that podium. You help me, okay?
Drop kick somebody in the chest. Yeah,
I'll drop kick them with a smile.
Yeah.
And so, right. And flexing. Right. So yeah. You know what? Thanks for saying that. So, like, I mean, let's just be real. If a physician said one sentence in that 6-week checkup discharge appointment, that's what happens here in Ontario anyway, might be different in different, you know, countries, provinces, etc. But the 6-week checkup, if your OB had said to you, by the way, you may want to do some rehab on this, go check out this resource, you'd do it. You'd 100%. Do it. You know, before we got on this call and before we started this recording, I was saying, you know, the thing of being a healthcare practitioner, you and I, is that, you know, we are probably the best salespeople, because whatever we tell our patients to do, well, they do it because they have sought our help. We are in a very kind of unique situation here where people listen to us, right? Like that,
most of the time.
But it is, you know. It is a very unique situation that we have the privilege of being here. So why don't we lead? You know, why don't we take that opportunity and just take it one step further? How can we lead a little bit better today? So in this case, the unique proposition in my cesarean birth recovery programs is this. Hey, you know, when you, it doesn't matter what surgery you had or what major injury you had, and you went to your, you know, sports injury clinic, you know how you had a program to follow? Well, there's a program to follow after your cesarean birth. And it looks like this. Anyway, I printed it off so I can show you, but we're in a podcast. So it doesn't matter if you can't see it. Anyways, so it's like, you know, you print it off, literally. You print, it's a PDF, you print it off. It says, here are your, so it's separated into two sections. One, cesarean birth mom, understand every day you're doing 5 minutes of rehab. What are we doing? You're doing one scar massage and you're doing one movement, which is an exercise. Okay, well, Jeanette, which ones? Cool. Take out your flow chart. Here's the scar massage flow chart. You start with this one and then you progress to this one, you progress to this one. You can see where you need to go, but you know where you are because we had our one-on-one appointment. Like, okay, your scar is like this right now. Oh, you don't have to start at step one. You're starting at step three because you're, you know, because of our assessment, whatever. But you can see where you need to go. You can also see what happens if you hit a roadblock, how you can regress it, right? So that's your scar massage. And then you go like page two, all of the exercises or the movements, okay? And those are split up into, you know, specific categories, but also stages of healing. So it's like, okay, I need to do a movement that opens up my front body because I've been like this in pain. What are my exercises? One, oh, hey, lie in my stomach. Oh, my God, I haven't laid on my stomach for a whole year. You know, stuff like that. And if you weren't told, like, you wouldn't purposely do it and then mindfully do it as well. And realize after I lie in my stomach, I got to be able to, like, get on my elbows. You know, I call it the TV stretch. You know, when you're like kids, like, sitting on, lying on their tummies on the ground, watching their TV propped on their elbows. I was like, yeah, hey. Cesarean birth mom, you ever try to do that TV stretch? Like, oh my God, no. And then they tried, they open up. The point is this, there's a program to follow. There's specific movements that you need to do because the human body was designed to do that. So the other unique thing that I offer in this program is like, it's simplified. Meaning, I mean, Quadro, I don't know how many workout programs or like things you've tried in the past, but I try like all the trendy things. I'm just curious. I'm like, what do you mean? Like the five times five program and like, you know, the paleo diet. Let's try it out. See what happens. Sometimes it's like, you want me to do 64 steps? I don't care that it's written out. It's 64 steps. So I go, I'm out. So what's unique about this program also is with the movements part, especially because I'm talking to a human being, not necessarily someone who's an athlete, okay? If you're a human being, there are seven movements you need to do and seven only, Okay, everyone's like, well, what are those seven movements? Okay, like,
I'm curious.
I want to tell you. And this is like personal trainers know this. Athletic therapists, we know this. It ain't no secret. You got it. The human body was designed to run. It was designed to push, to pull, to bend, to twist, to squat, and to lunge. All other movements are just a combination of those seven things. Every sport, every action, every activity, everything. So if I can rehab you to the point where you can do these seven things with no pain, first of all, but also with great core control, because that's the unique thing about this particular injury, the cesarean birth, well, then your chances of injury, regardless of what you want to do for your sport or movements for the rest of your, not for the rest of your life, but like going forwards, is the risk of injury has decreased big time. We're in the business of preventing issues in the future, right? That's why you're coming to see us, whether you're, you know, coming to see a physician, coming to see an athletic therapist. You're hurt now, but you don't want to ever hurt again. You're sick now, but you never want to be sick again. How do I prevent it is the question people don't always ask, but is the question that healthcare providers are trying to answer. That's not a sexy way to sell things. I'm going to prevent you from, not having diabetes. Wait, I don't have diabetes now. I don't freaking care. I don't need to see you. Right. But it's like, well, that's why you need to eat, sleep, and exercise. It's just do those three things and y'all be good.
Man, like, this is pure gold. It really is. Like, it seems simple, but it's just the way it's laid out, the way people need to think about, the emphasis on prevention, the emphasis on keeping it simple, the emphasis of just making sure that mindset is on point. Like, I think this is grand. And you know, we really, I mean, you're on the show so that we could plug this at big time. You know what I'm saying? And so I was posing for an IG pick. And yeah, you know it. I was going to do the same. I put it in my notes. But listen, Jeanette, we are so proud, glad that you came on the show. I love what you are doing. Anytime you want to come back and promote any initiative that is being thrown down, this is an open door. There's very few interviews where we talk with someone and you feel like you could just, well, you have this many laughs and you have that much connection. But I honestly, even if we want to talk about, like, I don't Herpes. Know, rugby or I don't know, cricket, ain't whatever you want to talk. I don't know why I chose cricket. If I don't want to get any email saying, why are you a cricket fan? I do not enjoy cricket. Okay. I like maybe a couple of those catches. That's cool. Anyways, but thank you. Where can people find you, by the way? Where do they learn about the program? Where do they connect with you on social? Throw it all
for
down.
Sure. Social media, like you, I'm on TikTok and on Instagram. That's where I love hanging out. You know, it's just like, I just like hanging out on Instagram. It's just a fun way to pass some time.
So much easier. And like the fact that you got the direct messages is more on point for real.
It is. So my handle is Ask Jeanette, as in ask me anything. I actually, you know what's funny? I have like I fancy myself like having my own TV show, but because I don't have like, I'm not on CTV or anything like that. No one's asked me yet. Like, I would love to have my own TV show. But since no one's offered me yet, I get on TikTok and Instagram live every Monday, and it's the Ask Jeanette show. So I just kind of go off and I talk about, you know, one aspect of perinatal care, and then I open up the floor for calls, for questions. Sorry, not calls. I immediately went to you're we're the same age. Sex with Sue. You remember Sex with Sue? Yeah, yeah, you just call in. Oh, yeah. You'd be like, you know, I'm 13. I'm starting to grow hair down there. What do I do? It's like this. So it's the Ask Jeanette show every Monday. So come live, come interact, come engage. And then the other place, that's where you can find it with my programs as well. And my website is JeanetteYee.com. So that's my full name.com.
Oh, we'll put that all in the show notes.
thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
All right, Quadcast, that was freaking awesome. So awesome. If you enjoyed that, please leave us any comments at quadcast99@gmail.com. Leave a 5-star rating. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at Quadcast. Jump on our newsletter. Jump on our community at quadcast.substack.com. All things healthcare solutions all on one site. Y'all gonna love it. All right, people, I hope you're feeling a little bit more jump in your step after that episode. Thanks for listening. Talk real soon. Peace.